Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. Welcome to the Power Hour. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. It's Friday, March 27th, year 2015. Yes, thank God, it is Friday, and what a long week this has been. Busy, 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 and it's still busy. Well, anyway, the day started off real wet. Yes, it did. This morning, the rain came down. You know, we had showers periodically, but nevertheless, we still enjoyed this wonderful day. Temperatures was a little cool, a little cold front end, but, you know, it's all right. Okay, that's what March brings, right? Anyway, look, all week long, we've been celebrating and paying tribute to the life of the late Apostle Bishop C.L. Long, and you guys have just been just awesome. You've been, you know, you contact me, let me know how much you've been enjoying the sermon and the information that we shared all week long, and I just wanted to take the time to thank you, because you know, by your response and you know the things that you do, you know, it lets me know that, you know, that we have a great audience, and I like that. Because what I try to do is to bring inspiration throughout the midnight hours, Monday through Friday. And in this case, you know, that I was pretty much focused on just celebrating the life of Bishop C. Long. And you guys, you know, I did not lose any listeners. As a matter of fact, you know, we gained a lot of listeners this week. We had more listeners this week than we had in a long time. And so we're really excited about that. It was my decision. I know we play this music and we play that. You know, we normally have our program formatted. But I said this week we're going to honor this great man of God. This man who has dedicated his life over 50 years to ministry. And I went like, okay, everything else going out the door, we're going to recognize the work of this fine man. And I'm glad you stuck it with me. You didn't change the stations. You didn't change what you was doing. You tuned right in, and then you let me know how much it was a blessing to you. Well, tonight we're going to continue the tribute to the late Apostle Bishop C.L. Long. You've been hearing excerpts of his sermons all week, and we're going to continue that on tonight. I know you're going to be blessed, because it's truly had blessed me. It's been such a long time. It's been 20 years since I've worked with the ministry. I was there from 83 to 93, and I just forgot how powerful this man. Of course, I work with other ministries and, you know, doing other things. And just revisiting his sermons this week, it just reminded me, oh, man, yes, this guy was awesome then, and here he is, you know, 20 years later, you know, and he's still, you know, just as powerful. And I was just blessed all week in listening to the sermons by Apostle Bishop C.L. Long, and I know you was blessed always. And remember, we still have announcements that we're going to get pertinent information to the homegoing celebration. The celebration is going to actually start on Monday, where his body will lay in repose there at the Greater Scripture Cathedral on the corners of 9th and Old. Now, who do not know that place, okay? You cannot be a Washingtonian and not know that 9th and Old was the place to go. Well, anyway, the celebration is going to start there, where he will lie in repose there for viewing from 11 a.m. all the way to 7 p.m. And then right after that, they're going to the Maryland campus, and there will be a musical tribute with a lot of D.C. finest talents that's going to be there to help celebrate the life and legacy of Bishop C.L. Long. And then on Tuesday at Ebenezer AME Church, located there on Allentown Road, it's going to be the homegoing life celebration, and what a celebration is going to be. And hopefully that for those who cannot make it, because you know, whether you don't have transportation or you just, you know, just can't go because you know it's just hard on you because of your age or sickness. Hopefully that is going to be streamlined. I'm going to get that information and then see whether that is going to be streamlined, and I'll let you know. But in the meantime, here he is, the late Apostle Bishop C.L. Long, and I'm telling you, a mighty man of God. I'm so grateful for his life and legacy. Because of him, I was able to experience a lot of things, and it's one reason why I'm in media ministry today, bringing to you this broadcast, because he stuck a microphone in my hands. Here he is, the late Bishop C.L. Long.
The book of Exodus. The book of Exodus. Chapter number 3, beginning with verse number 7. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Lord, have mercy. Lord, I thank you for your word. I know you see our afflictions, and you're here to deliver us from all of them. Let no one leave this house disappointed today. In Jesus' name, all the people said, amen. You may be seated. Just for a few minutes, so I can let you go home. I'm sure you have guests coming over. Part 3. I want my milk and my honey. I want my milk and my honey. Thinking about this on last evening, milk is a necessity. You can live without honey. But honey is good, but it's not a necessity. When I say I want my milk and my honey, it means God is going to give you what you need, plus he's going to give you your desires. We often quote the scripture, he will supply all my need. But I want you to know, God will give you the desires of your heart. All last year, I talked about milk and honey. I talked about 2008, and I want you to know the Lord Jesus kept his word. Everything that he has promised me, he has blessed me with that. Over and above. I cannot think of one thing that God didn't do for me that he said he would do. Lord have mercy. But in order to achieve and receive the things that God has for you, you need to change your way of thinking. Look at somebody and say, change your way of thinking. When it comes to what God wants us to have, don't let anyone talk you out of it. God is not happy when you are just getting by. Anybody know what getting by means? What does it mean? Paycheck to paycheck. Saints are not supposed to live like that. When you get your check, it's all gone before you cash it. Do you think that's the way God wants you to live? He has everything. And you're living from paycheck to paycheck. The Lord said, the land is yours. The land is yours. And it is not wrong to take it. How many times since I've pastored and since I've been saved, I heard people say, well, I don't want the Lord to give me too much because I might backslide. Weird folk. I'm so glad I'm not around those weird folk any longer. If you get this, you're going to backslide. If you get money, at one time, we was not able to put money in the bank. We couldn't save nothing. Y'all know with me. Because if we had a bank account, they would tell us that we're going to lose the Holy Ghost. But I know a lot of people who didn't put nothing in the bank and still lost the Holy Ghost. Y'all not with me today. How many of you thank God that now you're able to have things and still be saved? We used to think it was a blessing from the Lord when we didn't have an automobile and we had to walk to church. We had to walk to the grocery store. We thought that was a blessing from the Lord. When we didn't have clothes to put on, people would say, oh, you're going to be really blessed because look at you. I'm so glad I got rid of those negative thoughts. Lord, I'm going to run by myself. And I'm so glad when I changed my way of thinking, God began to bless me. Hallelujah. People that didn't like me because they didn't understand me. Praise God. When God began to bless me with things, they turned their backs on me because they thought I had backslid because I had a nice car, a nice house, nice thing. He done backslid. He must have hit the number. It's a strange thing. Saints don't think you can have anything unless you hit the number. But I'm here to tell you, God is in the blessing business. Anybody here know God is in the blessing? You don't have to play the lottery to be blessed. I said, you don't have to play the lottery to be blessed. I know some of you got lottery tickets in your pocket now. But all of my help comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. I said, all of my help, praise the Lord, comes from the Lord. God has blessed me above measure, and I'm so happy about it. And I don't care what you say about me, it doesn't matter now. See, at one time you could confuse me, but now I refuse to be confused. Because I know the word of God for myself. God said, I'm going to bless you coming in. And I'm going to bless you going out. I'm going to bless you in the city. And I'm going to bless you in the field. And I believe what God said. Hallelujah. And I'm so glad. You don't have to depend on your boss man to be blessed. Your boss man does not hold your blessing. Thank you, Jesus. Not where God is getting ready to take some of you.
Oh,
Tonight we celebrate the life and legacy of the great late Apostle Bishop C.L. Long of the Scripture Cathedral Ministries in Washington, D.C.
And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that, Lord Jesus, if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. I'm going home now. But before I leave you, tell somebody, I don't need anybody to cry out to me. I don't need anybody. But I wonder if there's anybody in here who was sinking deep in sin. And the love of God picked you up. You know, when I look at you, you look like you've been saved all your life. When I look at you, you look like you've been in church all your life. But I wonder if there's anybody here, if it weren't for the grace of God, you would have been dead in your grave. But God pulled you out from all of your friends and filled you with the Holy Ghost. I know there are those who would not like to hear me talk about the Holy Ghost. You'd rather for me to say Holy Spirit. But man, I love to say Holy Ghost. Because I went to a meeting one night and my heart wasn't right. And the Holy Ghost got a hold of me. Yes, yes. Pick me up. Turn me around. Place my feet on solid ground. Hallelujah. See, y'all didn't get it like I got it. When I received it, I began to speak in tongues. People don't talk about tongues anymore. In fact, everybody's talking in tongues. Some of it's real and some of it is fake. Because they saw how you speak and how you act, and they try to act just like you. But I'm so glad I got the Holy Ghost for myself. Hallelujah. And you know, when God has done something for you, you don't mind telling the world. Hallelujah. On your job, you'll take a break, and if there's someone there with you, you tell them, you know, the Lord has been good to me. On the bus, you will tell them, the Lord has been good to me. Lord, have mercy. You tell your boss man, the Lord has been good to me. I don't know why church folk are so afraid now to give God the glory and the praise. I don't know why they are ashamed to give God glory and give him praise. Because when the praises go up, blessings will come down. How many of you in here right now, had it not been for the Lord, you wouldn't be setting up in nobody's church. Hallelujah. I said, had it not been for the Lord. See, I know what kind of people we have up in here. We have some crackheads up in here. I know y'all don't want to admit it. But y'all used to hit the pipe and, hallelujah, do a little bit of everything. I know we have some midnight ramblers up in here. Hallelujah. I know we have some women chasers up in here. And we have some men chasers up. Hallelujah. But you ought to be glad that God saved you. You ought to be glad, because you could be walking around here with AIDS and all other kind of diseases. Hallelujah. Who do you think you are? The Lord just let you escape all of that stuff. And you won't praise his name. I don't need nobody to cry out for me. Praise the Lord. I said you could have all kinds of diseases, but look at what the Lord did for you. Hallelujah. He saved you from that. And you won't tell him thank you. Some of you are going to say, well, I don't have nothing to praise him for. He never gave me a car. He never gave me a house. He never gave me a wife. He never gave me this. But I found out yesterday, the Lord said to me, if I never give you anything, you ought to be thankful for who I am. I'm Jehovah Jireh. I'm Jehovah Tiskanu. I'm the lily of the valley. And I am the bright and morning star. I am a mind regulator. I'm a doctor in the sick room. I wish I had a church up in here. I got to go. I got to go. Hallelujah. And I told you I'd never leave you. Neither would I forsake you. But I will be with you always, even till the end of the world. Hallelujah. And I want you to know something else. Guess what God told me to tell you? So many things should have taken you out a long time ago, but he kept it hid. He wouldn't let the devil touch you. He wouldn't let the devil put his hands on your children. He wouldn't let the devil put his hands on your family. And you're sitting here like you got it made. But had it not been for the Lord, hallelujah, if it had not been for him, I don't know where you would be today. I know where I would be. I would be dead, sleeping in my grave. But he made the enemy behave. I'm so glad I don't need none of y'all to help me praise the Lord. He brought me from a mighty long way. When I was sick, yes, he healed me. Hallelujah. When I didn't know where to turn, he said, look to the hills from which cometh your help. Is there anybody in you who know where your help comes from? Then why don't you tell two or three people where your help comes from? Hallelujah. David said, when my mother and my father forsake me, the Lord will pick me up. Hallelujah. When everybody walk away from you, don't go away with your head down. Lift up your head to the hills from whence cometh your help. The Lord is on your side. You are blessed now and you're blessed then. When Jesus comes, you'll still be blessed. People want to turn you around. They want to get rid of you because you make too much noise. They want to get rid of you because it doesn't take all of that in church. Everything I do, it takes all of that, because had it not been for the Lord, I would have lost my mind. Had it not been for the Lord, I would be in a crazy house. But the Lord kept me when I couldn't keep myself. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Oh, yes! Oh, yes! And if you think I'm not going to praise him, you're out of your mind. I don't need nobody. I don't need anybody to help me praise the Lord. I don't need anybody to shout for me. I don't need anybody to clap their hands for me. I don't need anybody, hallelujah, to lift him up. When I'm by myself, I lift him up. When nobody's around, I tell him thank you. When nobody's around, I dance. I don't know what's wrong with you sanctified folk. You tongue speakers, you done got so cute now, you don't want to praise God. But guess what? Here, it was the Lord. Hallelujah. When you didn't have nothing, you would praise him. Hallelujah. When you was hungry, you would pray and praise him. And now God has blessed you, and you won't give him the praise. Somebody up in here, you know where he brought you from. Oh, yes. You know how he lifted you, and you won't praise him. I see some of you now, you're looking around. Hallelujah. Because that person next to you, it just don't look like they're ready to praise the Lord. And you're going to fall right into that same rut. But I got news for you. If nobody praised him this morning, I'm going to praise him. If nobody clapped their hands, I'm going going to clap my hands. Hallelujah. Somebody said, those folk over there, they're so ignorant. They jumping and shouting and praising God. Come here a moment, Brother Lazarus. Why were you down on that road crying out and praising God? Lazarus would tell you, I was in my grave. I was dead. Hallelujah. But one day I heard him when he called my name, and I got up from the grave, and then he told them to loose me and let me go. 52 years ago, he loosed me, and I'm gonna praise him. 52 years ago, I was sinking in sin, but I heard him when he called my name. Did you hear him when he called your name? Look at you sitting at the bar. Look at you going to the club. Look at you doing everything you're big enough to do. But he reached down and picked you up. And you mean to tell me you're not going to praise his name? If I couldn't say a word, if I couldn't say a word, hallelujah, I would wave my hand. If I couldn't say a word, hallelujah, let me back up a little bit. I'm looking at 100 folk up in here. I'm looking at 100 of y'all. You should have lost your mind in 1976. Why 76? That's what the Lord said. In 78, it got worse. In the 80s, it got worse. In the 90s, it got real bad. 2000, it was terrible. But thank God Almighty, when 2011 got here, the Lord set you free. And you mean to tell me you're not going to praise his name? You're free right now. I command you to be free. I command you to be free. Free in your spirit. Free in your finances. Free. Praise him when you get ready. Don't let nobody dictate to you when you should praise the Lord. I wish I had some dancers up in here who does not need any music. You can praise him without the music. Because when I look back where he brought me from, I praise him. I praise. Praise him. I praise him. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise him by myself. I need at least two people up in here. Hallelujah. Who've been through hell and high waters. Hallelujah. You was almost at the point of giving up. But the Lord stepped in. The Lord laid his hands on you. And I'm so glad he has his hand on me. I should have failed. I should have gave up. But he had his hand on me. If God got his hand on you, tell three or four people he got his hand on me. Hallelujah. He got his hand on me. Praise the Lord. Come here. Woman, give me your testimony. I had an issue of blood for 12 years. But one day I touched the hem of his garment and I was healed instantly. Hallelujah. If you want to know why, I'm praising him. Because I could have been dead. I tried everything. I tried all the doctors in town. But when I touched him, he made me whole. I'm going to quit digging. Because these people, They too dressed up to praise the Lord. You're too cute to praise the Lord. But remember this, if you don't praise him now, the day will come when you will wish to God you had praised him. You will wish to God, I don't care. I don't care how difficult life is for you. You can praise your way out, sugar. You can praise your way out of that financial condition. You can praise your way out. So what are you going to do? Are you going to wait on somebody else to do it for you? I can't do it for you. Woo! The person next to you can't do it for you. But I declare unto you, and I prophesy to you, if you praise him now, he's going to bring you out. This is your year. This is your year. Your future is in your mouth. Do you know where it is? It's in your mouth. Then say it out of your mouth. Say wonderful things about the king. Say gracious things about the king. He's wonderful. He's mighty. He's my God. He's my everything. When I'm down, he picks me up. And I'm going to praise him. I'm going to praise him. I need somebody over here to praise him. Y'all ain't praising him. Y'all ain't praising him. Y'all ain't praising him. Hallelujah. I need somebody over here to praise him. I need you.
Tonight we celebrate the life and legacy of the great late Apostle Bishop C. L. Long of the Scripture Cathedral Ministries in Washington, D.C.
Thank you.
Celebrate the life and legacy of the great late Apostle Bishop C.L. Long of the Scripture Cathedral Ministries in Washington, D.C.
strength. Another minute, not an hour, Lord, of another day. But here I am right now, it's smoky and I'm not ashamed to say, oh, I need you. I need you, Jesus, right away. Oh, and if I never needed you before, Jesus, to show up and restore every bit of the faith that I left while I was out here searching the world for more. That's when I found out the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in need. So I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me. I need you right away. Yeah.
God is getting ready to hand over everything he has promised you by this time. Tomorrow. I'm getting ready to pray now. But by this time, tomorrow. What I've learned by reading this scripture, it takes more than one demon to defeat you. In fact, one demon cannot defeat you. It takes a whole lot of demons. You know, if it ain't one thing, it's another. I guarantee you, I don't want to speak for you, but I believe everybody in here today, you have more than one demon that's trying to take you out. When Jabin, king of Hazor, heard of Israel and how blessed they were, he said, now we got to take them out. So he called all of these kings, as it was the sand of the sea, to come and help him take them out. But God said to Joshua, by this time tomorrow, by this time tomorrow, I'm going to give them into your hand. I'm going to talk in tongues now. Y'all excuse me. Saints of God, by this time tomorrow, every promise, if you can believe it, and you can act upon it, by this time tomorrow, your enemy will be defeated. The Lord is saying to you, be not afraid. Be not, look at somebody and tell them, be not afraid.
Be not afraid.
Why? Because by this time, tomorrow, I will give your enemy into your hand. In other words, your enemy will be under your feet. Some of you have cried too many nights. You've worried yourself almost crazy. But by this time tomorrow, don't just say it. You got to believe what God says. In my head, it sounds like God is saying, just give me a little time. And I'm going to show your enemy who they're messing with. Touch not. Touch not my anointed. Do my prophets no harm. Some people will teach you that he was talking about the preacher. If you are anointed, he's talking about you also. Touch not my anointed. Do my prophet no harm. Because by this time tomorrow, everything that I have promised you, I don't care how many enemies you have on the day, your enemy will be under your feet. Hallelujah. You are coming out a winner. Tell somebody, I'm coming out a winner. I wish I had a few people up in here. I wish I had a few people who will believe that by this time tomorrow. Smile. Laugh at him. Because weeping may endure for the night, but joy will come in the morning. Here's where I'm supposed to dance. It's morning time. I keep telling you, but y'all didn't act upon it. It's morning time in your life. The fight is over. The enemy is already under your feet. The enemy cannot do anything with you or to you if you know what you're talking about. If you understand that God is talking to you by this time tomorrow. You don't understand. No, I don't understand what you're going through, but I understand what he said. All of these enemies have come up against you. Don't be afraid of your enemies. Don't be afraid of your enemies, because God said, by this time tomorrow, I'm going to give your enemy into your hands. In other words, he's saying, don't wait until after the battle is over. Shout now.
Tick tock, tick tock. The clock on the wall is saying my time is up. And what a mighty good time we had on tonight, listening to various excerpts of the late Apostle Bishop C.L. Long, powerful sermons that he preached. And I'm telling you, I was truly blessed. And I just want to thank all of my supporters, all of my listeners. Thank you for staying with me all week as we salute and pay tribute to this monumental giant, iconic figure. And I just can't find the words of this man who was a staple in our community for over 50 years. The mainstay, stay on radio for 50 years, the Bishop C.L. Long. We're going to truly miss him, but I'm going to ask you to continue to pray For the family. I pray for Elder Donnell Long and Eddie Long. And the one thing I'm going to say about this is that Bishop Long didn't leave his congregation in a bad way. He had prepared his ministers. He prepared his son to take over the reign, his son Eddie and Donnell to handle the business affairs of the church. They haven't just dropped into their lap. They've been working with their dad ever since they were young teenage men, and they are prepared to do a great work. And I'm reminded of, you know, the story in the Bible when I look at Moses. Moses wasn't able to go into the promised land, but there was one that came after Moses that led the children over into the promised land. You know who I'm talking about, right? And then we talked about David, King David. He wasn't allowed to build the temple, but his son Saul did a greater work. We look at Elijah, and we know the work that's done. And it goes on. What are you trying to say, Harold? What I'm saying is that Scripture Cathedral, they are in good hands. Greater work shall be done at the greater Scripture Cathedral. And so we need not worry about who's going to step into the to the man's shoes. Well, can't nobody step in Bishop Long's shoes. That's all I'm going to say. But there is a greater anointing, and we're going to continue to pray for the ministry. We're going to pray for Donnell and Ella Long. Excuse me for calling him Donnell. I've been knowing him ever since he was yay. And he's known to all of us as Donnell and everything. But Elder Donnell Long, he's going to do a greater work. And yes, he is. And he has the heart for ministry. One thing I've always said about the young man, he was different from so many, the patience that he have. And he just sit back and how he observe, and then the business mind that he have and the love that he has for people. And that alone is going to give him what he needs to take this ministry to the next level. So we are excited about what God is going to do in the life of the Scripture Cathedral. It's just another chapter, y'all. It's just another chapter in the Chronicles of the Scripture Cathedral. And I'm telling you, and I know greater things are coming. And so once again, we celebrate the life and legacy of the Apostle Bishop C. L. Long, and the celebration will be starting this coming Monday, the viewing where he will lie in repose, and then of course Tuesday there's going to be the great celebration at Ebenezer. So you can go to my Facebook page and all the information will be there. Remember, continue to pray for the Long family and the church congregation. I want to say to everybody, happy Sabbath. May the good Lord bless you real good. Y'all have a fun, safe weekend, okay? Good night.
The sky shall unfold. Enhance the
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.